Mace Nealon talking with South Central Calhoun head football coach Brian Case. Brian, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Mason. I appreciate it.
So you guys getting into the first week now, kind of what does your practice schedule look like going into this first week?
Well, now we try to get in routine. Mondays are basically our film days and walkthroughs and get some conditioning done. We get our weights and things like that taken care of on that Monday. Usually we have JV games, but this first week we didn't. We don't actually have one until Thursday here this week. So then we get into Tuesday and Wednesday is basically install and refining what we put in. And then Thursday is a walkthrough, and then Friday we're playing. So we're in routine right now, and that's the way it's going to be for the next 2 months.
You guys are going to open up the season against Earlham at home. How does it feel to be able to open up the season at home, have your crowd behind you?
Well, it's good. You know, we've always had the crowd support, whether we're home or whether we're away. We seem to have the crowd that's going to follow us. This year we do have the new feature of the live stream and so forth, so we're going to see how that actually affects our crowd size. But hopefully our patrons are still going to come out and they're still going to support us on the field and so forth, being here live. So we'll just see how that plays out. But we're looking forward to the opportunity. You know, we're playing a really good football team in Earlham, a team that we've never beat before. We're 0-2 against these guys. We know that they're bringing back some people. We're going to have our hands full, but our kids are looking forward to the opportunity, and we're ready to get back out there on Friday night.
Against Earlham, talking about bringing back some people, what are kind of the key positions that you guys are looking at for them this year?
Yeah, they bring 4 to 5 linemen back, and everybody knows everybody that knows the game of football knows that everything starts up front. And, so when they bring back 4 to 5 pieces, I mean, that says an awful lot about their football team. I mean, they can basically give to anybody else back behind those guys, and usually good things are going to happen for them. And that's really what they want to do. They want to ground and pound. They're going to play that spinner series out there. They're going to run off tackle. They're going to power some option, things like that, and then throw the ball out there. I'll play action passes every now and then. So they also have a really good receiver that's back, kind of tore us up last year. Not the biggest guy in the world, but he's really, really fast, shifty, runs good routes, has great hands. So we're going to have our hands full with him as well and try and take him out of the mix and see what we can do. But, when they bring the 4 or 5 pieces back up front, we know that we're going to have our hands full.
For you guys, what are you guys going to do to kind of combat some of that offense that they do?
Yeah, defensively, I mean, Coach Kurt Batta has been in charge of our defense for a number of years. I think we've been together for 15, 16, 17 years, something like that. Might even be longer than that. But he does a great job of putting kids in position. It's just a matter of whether kids are going to buy into the schematics that we're trying to sell them and actually follow through with it. So, we're still dealing with 14 to 18-year-old kids. So we're going to try and do the best job we possibly can about getting the kids in the right position and still letting them go out and play. There's some tendencies they've had in the past, and we did a decent job against these guys last year. We just didn't. We just came up short. We actually scored on the last play of the game, and we had the 2-point conversion to kind of go through and tie that thing, and it just didn't happen for us. So, and then offensively, from our standpoint, we think that they're going to run a 4-4 defense against our spread stuff, and we run our full house tee, which they're probably going to be in a 6-2. So there's always going to be 8 guys in the box that way. And again, we're just going to have to make sure that we communicate up front and try and hit the holes hard, block through each other, and when we have an opportunity to throw the football, make sure that we're seeing things and getting out of our hands at an appropriate time. And if we can do that, then I think we could have some success. But again, that remains to be seen. We'll see what they bring to us Friday night.
You guys had Andrew Anderson at quarterback last year, obviously, him graduating now. What's kind of that position going to look like for you?
Andrew did. I mean, he missed 4 games for us last year at quarterback with that broken wrist. And, Luke Patterson filled in for us, and he was for those 4 games, and he ended up going 2-2 last year as a sophomore. We have 2 guys back there right now. Luke is obviously one of those. He's a junior. He's a kid that's 5'10", about 180 pounds. And then we've got another guy that's 6'4", and about 160 pounds, throws a really nice ball, and that's Cade Higgins. He's only a sophomore. So right here in the early season, we're going to find out an awful lot about our team. The good news is they're non-district games for the first 3 games, so we can kind of mix and match and see where we're at and what's going to fit our team the best. So, I think both those guys are probably going to get an opportunity here early on. And, one of those guys hopefully is going to emerge as our starter.
And then for you guys, what are you guys kind of looking at this year to kind of be able to get in the win column early? What do you think are kind of the keys to that game?
Yeah, we bring back some pieces. We really do. We bring back all 7 guys up front. So, in all reality, on paper, I mean, it looks pretty good. stay healthy. We actually moved one of the guys, Evan Meyer, from the tight end position over a split end position, and we actually have Garrett Krause that's moving back to our wing back position. You know, so you got a kid that's 6'2", 190 pounds back there, the wing back. You got a fullback that's a sophomore that did start a game for us last year, and Cooper Natchez, I mean, he's also 6'2", he's 200 pounds that way. So we've got some guys in the backfield that that have some size to them. We have some guys up front, we're probably averaging about 215, 220 up front with our guys. So, you know, ground and pound should be our game, but at the same time, I think that we have capability of being able to spread things out and throw the ball around a little bit. So we just need to make sure that we're executing at a high level. We know we're going to have some mistakes early on here, Mason, but as long as we're not making the same mistakes over and over, I think that potentially some good things could happen for this football team. But just it's a wait and see type of game. We got to play against some different competition here and just see how these guys are going to react on Friday night.
And you talked about being able to have that ground and pound as well as throwing. Do you think that the run game is going to be able to open up that pass game for you guys?
Two-way street. You know, if defenses take away your ground and pound, then you're going to have to be able to throw the ball. And if you can throw the ball successfully, then obviously people back out of there, and then you're able to run the ball a little bit. But at the same time, and if you can establish a run, obviously people start putting more and more people in the box, and that opens up your passing game. So it's a two-way street. We just have to wait and see what the defenses are going to do to us every Friday night.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck coming up with Earlham.
Sounds good. I appreciate your time. Thanks, Mason.